Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and also on the recording and on the radio, Sabbath blessing everyone on this blessed Sabbath, October 14, 2017. We will continue with our review of chapter 15 entitled A Month Near. This is part 3. This is lesson 232. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8, from the King James Version, and it has a margin with a song. I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Breathe on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy presence. How I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to love to praise thy holy name.
Sabbath blessed our fathers who turn into the light to be on that we pray and guide us. Let's be on that we are gonna pray for it from the earth as a name from the name Holy Spirit of God. For the earth to stay with the earth family, the letters that do not work, the letters that are sad, let's be on that doing
praying.
Let's go beyond that. The bunnies that was gonna be up into the earth, and yes, and amen. That's it.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Welcome to all the dear families that are joining us. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 7, verse 17, from the King James Version. And it reads, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. This Sabbath, dear boys and girls, and mommies and our guests, we will continue with our review for part 3 of our lesson entitled, A Month Near, in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If anyone of the precious family would like to join and read the following verses, bubble up.
John chapter 7, verse 40. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard the saying, said, of the truth, this is the prophet. John chapter 7, verse 43. So there was a division among the people because of him. John chapter 7, verse 44. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. John chapter 7, verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto him, Why have ye not brought him?
John 7:46. The officers answered, Never man spake like this man.
John chapter 7:47. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? John chapter 7:48. Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? John chapter 7:49. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 458 to 459. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 458.
Have a blessing, everyone. Desire of Ages 458. God does not compel man to give up their unbelief. Before them are light and darkness, truth and error. It is for them to decide which they will accept. The human mind is endowed with power to discriminate between right and wrong. God designed that men shall not decide from impulse, but from the weight of evidence, carefully preparing a scripture with scripture.
Amen. Had the Jews laid by their prejudice and compared written prophecy with the facts characterizing the life of Jesus, they would have perceived a beautiful harmony between the prophecies and their fulfillment in the law, in the life and ministry of the lowly Galilean. Desire of Ages, page 458, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Does God compel man to give up their unbelief, and why? And did God design that man should decide from impulse? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. Before them are light and darkness, truth and error. It is for them to decide which they will accept. The human mind is endowed with power to discriminate between right and wrong. No, but from weight of evidence, carefully comparing scripture with scripture.
Amen. So let's learn our first scripture. This is a spirit of prophecy quote, dear ones, from the book of Great Controversy. And that is in page 598. This is taken from the scripture singer song in the area of encouraging quote.
Is the first and highest duty of every rational one to learn from the scriptures what is true, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weighing every thought and comparing scripture. With divine help we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and let us continue.
Desire of Ages, page 159. Many are deceived today in the same way as were the Jews. Religious leaders read the Bible in the light of their own understanding and traditions, and the people do not search the scriptures for themselves and judge for themselves as to what is truth, but they yield up their judgment and commit their souls to their leaders. Next slide, please.
Desire Ages 459. The preaching and teaching of his word is one of the means that God has ordained for diffusing light. But we must bring every man teaching to test of the scripture. Whoever will prayerfully study the Bible, desiring to know the truth that he may obey it, he will receive divine enlightenment. He will understand the scripture. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether they speak of them, myself. John 7:17, Desire Ages 4:59, paragraph 1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
As we do have a way to test the light of every man, in the scripture, Isaiah 8:20 from the King James Version, has a scripture that we can follow. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. And continuing our study. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How will many be deceived today in the same way as were the Jews? And what is one of the means God has ordained for diffusing light? And how will every man's teaching be tested? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they yield up their judgment and commit their souls to their leaders. The people do not search the scriptures for themselves and judge for themselves as to what is truth. And by the preaching and teaching of his word, we must bring every man's teaching to the test of scripture.
On the last day of the feast, the officers sent out by the priests and rulers to arrest Jesus returned without him. They were angrily questioned, "Why have you not brought?" With solemn confidence, they answered, "Never man spake like this man." Desire of Ages, page 459, paragraph.
I'm sorry, sister, I didn't really know if you finished or not because it was very low. Question, boys and girls. What did the officers send the priests and rulers to do the last day of the feast? And why were they angry when they returned without his questioning? Why have you not brought him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the officers sent out by the priests and rulers to arrest Jesus. Now, some counts of answer, never man save but this man. Desire of Ages, page 159. Hardened as were their hearts, they were melted by his words. While he was speaking in the temple court, they had lingered near to catch something that might be turned against him. But as they listened, the purpose for which they had been sent was forgotten. They stood as men entrance. Next slide, please. Christ revealed himself to their souls. They saw that which its priests and rulers would not see. Humanity flooded with the glory of divinity. They returned so full of this thought, so impressed by his words, that to the inquiry, "Why have you not brought him?" they could only reply, "Never man spake like this man." Desire of Ages, page 159, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Hardened were these men. How were they affected by our Savior's words? And what was the result as these men stood entranced by Christ's words of life? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, while he was speaking, they had lingered near to catch something that might be turned against him. But as they listened, the purpose for which they had been sent was forgotten. And Christ revealed himself to their souls. They saw that which priests and rulers would not see. Humanity flooded with the glory of divinity.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, from the King James Version.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. they are spirit, and they are life.
Indeed. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 159. The priests and rulers on first coming into the presence of Christ had felt the same conviction. Their hearts were deeply moved, and a thought was forced upon them. Never man spake like this man, but they had stifled the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Now enraged that even the instruments of the law should be influenced by the hated Galilean, they cry, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Desire of Ages, page 159, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How did the priests and rulers feel on first coming into the presence of Christ? And were their hearts open to their conviction? And what did they utter after? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, blah,
the answer is, they had felt the same conviction. Their hearts were deeply moved, and the thought was forced upon them. Never men spake like this man. And no, they had stifled the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They cried, "Are ye also deceived?" Those to whom the message of truth is spoken seldom ask, "Is it true?" But by whom is it advocated? Multitudes estimate it by the numbers who accept it. And the question is still asked, have any of the learned men or religious leaders believed? Men are no more favorable to real godliness now than in the days of Christ. They are just as intently seeking earthly good to the neglect of eternal riches. And it is not an argument against the truth that large numbers are not ready to accept it, or that it is not received by the great men, or even by the religious leaders.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What question is seldom asked by the multitude that the message of truth is spoken to, and how do they estimate it? And are men more favorable today as to real godliness now than in the days of Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, they seldom ask, is it true? But by whom is it advocated? And they estimate it by the numbers who accept it, and it still asks, have any of the learned men or religious leaders believed? And no, they are just as intently seeking earthly good to the neglect of eternal riches.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 from the King James Version. This was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Patient. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our study, of our review. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very
well. Here goes. I believe it's May 27 that we are going over again. If not, say not. Okay. All right. I'm back. Next week, this shouldn't be the same way. All right. What is compassion? It means Jesus took pity on the suffering of the people. Let me point you to the life of Christ, to his compassion, his humility and love, his inexpressible tenderness. Something inexpressible is hard to describe verbally. You are to copy his example. God has given you life and all the rich blessings that make it enjoyable. If something makes you happy, then it is enjoyable. In return, he has claims upon you for service, for gratitude, for love, for obedience to his law. Because of all the nice things Jesus has done for us, he wants us to love him and obey his law. These claims are of the first importance and cannot be lightly disregarded. If you say, it isn't important to obey God's law, you are asking for trouble. But God requires nothing of you that will not make you happy. Even in this life, obeying God's law will make us happy. The majesty of heaven, that is Jesus, identifies his interest with that of suffering humanity. Our associates and companions are in need of heartfelt kindness and tender sympathy. We need to love our friends and companions and be kind to them. It is impossible to grow up into Christ, our living head, unless we practice the lesson he has given us of sympathy, compassion, and love. It is impossible to reflect the image of Christ unless this love, which is the of heavenly birth, is in the soul. We won't look like Jesus' friends if we don't love our neighbors. No one will pass the portals of the city of God who does not reflect this attribute. Only loving people will get to go into the New Jerusalem where Jesus lives. One unsanctified act or a sinful thought on the part of our Savior would have marred the pattern, and he could not have been a perfect example for us. But although he was tempted in all points like as we are, he was yet without one taint of sin. Jesus had no sin in his life. He proclaims his character by the mouth of the prophet. I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight. Jesus likes kindness, judgment, and righteousness, and right doing. All who profess to the name of Christ by saying, I'm a Christian, should delight or be happy in these things. By conversation, that's what we say, and conduct, that's how we act. Making manifest or showing to the world that they are copying the pattern. Whoever believes in Christ must do the work of Christ. The Lord has been presented before them as one who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. And these are the fruits that are born by the genuine Christian. A genuine Christian is somebody who lives what they believe. Sons and Daughters of God, 148. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them.
Amen and praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. And thank you, Lord, for the clarity. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our review. So next week, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson among snares. in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, babula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for having mercy upon us. And not just only us, but all our brethren that are around the world, dear Father God, that are witnessing and are enduring these diverse destructions, dear Father. Thank you for having mercy upon your own, dear Father. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to be with each and every one of us, dear Father God, that we may continue to look up to you, dear Father God, and hold on to you in these times of despair, dear Father God. Help your people not to be discouraged, dear Father God, but help us to wake from our spiritual slumber, dear Father God, and to know that this is that we are in the end time and that your coming is nigh. Help us to wake up accordingly, dear Father God, and to give the word, dear Father God, so that others may wake up also, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with our families, our dear loved ones, dear Father God, our brethren, those that are sick and are shut in, those that are without anything today, those that have lost their home, lost family members, loved ones, dear Father God. Please be with them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit, dear Father God, I pray. Help them not to lose the sight of you in all things, dear Father God. No matter what it is that is going on around us, your hand is always in it, dear Father. And I pray that you continue to help us, even in our lowest moments, always keep hope of that, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with us today. And please continue to let your love reign in our hearts. Please continue to let us search for your jewels, dear Father God, among the rough, dear Father God, I pray. And help us, dear Father God, to continue to walk on in your name. Thank you for all that you have done. I pray for each and every one of us that are here, those that are listening on the phones, those that are listening at a later time, for those that are just sick and shut in and not able to be with us, wherever they are, dear Father, once again, please send your Holy Spirit to be with them. Comfort them, dear Father, according to your precious Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Indeed, I stand and agree with you, dear sister. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. By God's grace, we will continue with part 4 next Sabbath. And I hope that everyone was blessed. And may you continue having this blessed Sabbath day with your family, loved ones, even your neighbors, if it's possible. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed Sabbath.